The research by Dog Buddy reveals, unbelievably really, that almost half of dog owners leave their dog home alone during the day. The research also reveals that almost three quarters of dog owners feel guilty for leaving their dogs home alone. And nearly half of dogs have shown signs of separation anxiety, such as excessive barking or even damaging their home. And 42% of dog owners say that having a dog has prevented them from taking a holiday or a short break. It's important that dogs get the right amount of exercise every day because they need exercise. Much like we do. Exercise brings with it physical stimulation, mental stimulation, decreases the likelihood of obesity, which comes with its own health-related problems, for example, heart failure, arthritis, depression, diabetes. So you're preventing problems from happening. You're keeping your dog mentally stimulated so it's not getting bored. And to be honest with you, it's all part of responsible pet ownership. We should be getting out and about with our dogs. They love it, we love it, and at the end of the day, it's happy, healthy dogs and owners.
Leaving dogs at home alone for long periods of time can affect their behaviour in really devastating ways. Dogs are really social animals and they love to be with people. So when they're left alone, they can become very upset, they can become very anxious, and their anxiety can manifest in them needing to relieve themselves to go to the toilet inside. They can bark and howl. They can become very destructive as they try to calm themselves down. But for some dogs, they can also become really, really bored. If they're very energetic dogs and they're left by themselves, they find their own way to relieve their boredom, and that can result in chewing things and chewing furniture, ripping up sofas, and it can be really upsetting for owners when they return home and find that their dogs have been clearly very distressed. I think people don't realise that there is care available and there is help for them. Also, with our Blue Cross rehoming centres, we know that over 700 dogs were given to us last year to find new homes for because people just didn't have the time. When you rehome a dog from Blue Cross, we work hard to match you up with a dog that fits your lifestyle. So a lot of the time people choose beautiful looking dogs like Huskies, thinking they're so gorgeous, but don't realise that these dogs need an awful lot of exercise. So it can just be because people haven't done their research, which is what we really recommend them doing if they want to get a dog.
Nowadays, thankfully, there's all different services available to dog owners. We've got the traditional boarding kennels, but even better than that, even more bespoke if you like, you've got dog walkers that will come to your house, take your dogs out for a walk, bring them back. And of course, you've got companies like Dog Buddy who provide these fantastic home sitters and dog boarders, which you can even rate online, which is the thing to do these days, of course, and you can be reassured that you're getting the best, most trusted and value for money service that's actually prioritizing your dog's welfare. And when you think about the alternatives to leaving it home on its own, why wouldn't you choose this service? Well, for more information and also to leave reviews or to read reviews about trusted sitters, go to dogbuddy.com. That's dogbuddy.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter, whose links you can find on dogbuddy.com. Check them out, read the reviews, get involved, and make sure that your dog is looked after as much as it possibly can when you're not there.